can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
All right. We are going to answer a host question. If you've never been to the Hosting Hotline before, you can call in.
Been there. Where they come in sometimes?
Hostinghotline.com.
Oh, I like it. Been there, done that.
Okay. If you've never been to or been to this Tuesday episode with us, okay? Listen, are splitting hairs over
been,
here.
Been there, been there, be square.
That's right.
Sorry. Oh, it's
if
been
you've
a lot
never
of week.
Listened to a Tuesday episode, you can call in on hostinghotline.com, record your question, we'll answer it here on the podcast, and you help so many other hosts by asking these questions. You even help Annette and me sometimes. We're like, I don't know the answer to that. Let's go find out. So we then call all of our friends and connections and people who are experts in the industry to help us get you these answers. And today we're going to help Elaine.
Hey, Annette and Sarah, this is Elaine. Our company is Rustic Pines Retreat. And first of all, I want to thank you and Sarah for all the wisdom that you've given. And I've been listening to y'all for a couple of years, and I now have over 120 five-star reviews, and I credit that to the both of you. So thank you. My question is, we just opened up we call it the romantic gazebo cottage. And it's just like a one bedroom. It's like super romantic. And so we get a lot of couples that come. And I had a guest that reached out to me and wanted to know if we have any like packages, I guess, you know, like add-on packages for like, you know, I think they were coming in to celebrate their anniversary. Unfortunately, I did not. But I would like to offer something, but I don't know what to include or how, like what to include in the package. So any insight that y'all would have would be greatly appreciated. Again, thank you so much for everything that you do. And I look forward to hearing your answer.
First of all, you know that Annette immediately deep dived into her website and it is?
I want to go stay at the...
So cute.
The romantic gazebo. But it'd probably be with you, Sarah, so it won't be romantic, but it would be fun.
Well, we would romanticize over business growth.
Oh, my gosh. Elaine, yes, we went to your site. Everybody, please check her out. Give her some love. It is amazing. We love this. This is Elaine. Here's the answer. You're a business owner, and you get to create whatever you want. And this is the cool part about it. We always advise anybody, start small. Don't overthink it. That guest that asked for that... That's an opportunity to go, oh, you know what? I don't have a package, but what were you looking for? And see what that consumer that actually wanted that package, hearing from what they wanted would be best and taking that feedback. And these packages can be really easy in the beginning. Maybe you offer one or two and maybe it is like flowers and maybe bubble bath and, you know, dessert, something like that. Whatever that package is, you can make them as simple, you know, as you want. Here's the number one thing I want to encourage you, though. Make sure it's something that you can deliver on. I don't know how close you live to the properties. I don't know if it's something that would become a burden. So number one, I want to make sure that it's something that you and your team could easily weave into your operations. You know, you don't want this to become something that you're over-promising and under-delivering on. So that's the first part there, is making sure it's something that, in whatever the package includes, that it's something that is going to be in stock wherever you're going to purchase those items from. But again, start really simple. And it could be, if you hear someone is coming for a romantic giveaway, in the messaging, let them know that you have those packages. And you could start simple as, these are the two packages. And if they say yes, you know, you bill them ahead of time. And that could be simple, like PayPal, Venmo. We know a lot of hosts that have started simple like that and then built it into maybe their direct booking site. But just get started on it. See if you like it. And if you like it and there is a revenue to be made there, you can continue on with it. But we've got some other ideas for you also.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets? They're all inside our SDR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
Now, I think that's a really good point, everyone. It is 2024 and supply is exceeding demand. Demand is still strong, but there are still more short-term rentals than there is demand. And so this, like having upsells, first of all, I want to commend Elaine too for hearing a request from a guest and not letting it die there, exploring it. Even if Elaine doesn't end up launching any sort of program, I think that as business owners, we sometimes have the answer to improving our business and to having it grow right in front of us, and we don't pay attention because we're so focused on that next turnover or, you know, occupancy rates or what have you. So listening to what your guests are asking for or how they talk to you, what they say in the reviews is essential. So good job, Elaine. I also agree, Annette. I think the first, especially I know our listeners are a lot like us, where you then go to the most complicated place ever where you have to have, well, maybe they don't like strawberries and chocolate, so I have to offer this sort of thing too. And then maybe they want dinner instead. So it's like,
and it needs to be on my website. And they need to be able to pay ahead of time, play with a credit card, make it added onto their stay. And it's like simple. Sometimes simple.
Yep. I say, so Elaine, the answer is ask that guest what they were looking for. If that is something that is easily added to your operations, try that first, because that is what your guest avatar who actually stayed with you was asking for. And then you can also start looking at other companies in either your marketplace or in other vacation rental areas to get some ideas. So we just did that. We just spent some time online and got some ideas. So obviously there's things like charcuterie boards. You could stock their fridge before their arrival so they can get right to their getaway stay. You could do a s'mores kit. What I have done before in the past, Elaine, also is maybe you're like, oh, this seems like we're, I don't know, I'm making this up. You're remote. You already are kind of tapped out in terms of like getting the property turned over. What? Now, let's just pretend that's your case. I used to work with a preferred vendor. So I built a relationship with one human being who this is all they did. And then if a guest wanted to have this, have some sort of massage on site or snack on site.
Private dinner.
They would contact her. And then we would get a cut from her profits there because we would send her that lead. So you could also do it that way, where maybe there's someone in that marketplace who's already doing some sort of custom services for hospitality, either small events or something like that. And you could reach out to them and see if there's a partnership opportunity. So there's more than one way that you can do this.
And then last but not least, are you going to give a shout out to Breezeway here?
I am.
Let's do it.
Elaine, for when you graduate to where you want to include it in any sort of system, you know that we're big fans of Breezeway. We use Breezeway. We love Breezeway. They just announced an upsell feature within their operations software where you can upsell. And here's the cool thing too, for everyone listening, it doesn't have to just be some sort of concierge service. It could be, you could sell your early check-in. You can sell late checkout. You can add a night. You know, we talk about gap nights all the time. Extra towels or linens, maybe above and beyond. Maybe someone's going to use your sleeper sofa, right? You could sell that from your Breezeway platform. So if you're already using Breezeway to help you with your turnovers, because you know that we love them so much and they work great in our business. But I can also tell you too, if you're not a Breezeway user, a lot of guidebooks that are out there, I know Hostfully Guidebook, because we use Hostfully Guidebooks too, there are upsell capabilities there. But you could also do it like Annette said, like as simple as having them Venmo you or PayPal you for those services. But for anyone out there who wants to level up, there are a lot of really great ways to add it to your website so that you can have, or add it to your messaging, add it to your guidebooks, so it's a seamless booking process. So what we did is we also wanted to get feedback from one of our coaches in our mastermind who does and has been doing upsells, concierge services, add-ons, whatever you want to call them, for a really long time. So hear what Wendy of Mostis Host, so it's mostis.host, has to say about her add-on packages.
Hi guys, it's Wendy from Mostis in Arizona, and we offer this as a form of concierge service. That's what we call it. And you can start off very simply. So basically, you can just have somebody that can offer to set up charcuterie boards for you, snacks, drinks, even go shopping for people and stock the fridge. Or you can do it as simply as just contacting vendors nearby that would come and do this for you. So maybe they offer an in-home massage or maybe private chef inside the home. So if you partner with these people, you would want to get their certificate of insurance, but then you can leave it up to the guests to do the scheduling. You just want to make sure that you know who is coming to the house. So ask the guests to let you know who they've approved or who they're wanting to hire. That way you kind of have some control of who's coming in and whatnot. But you can do this as simply as you want. It's been working pretty well for us. Our guests love it. They love the add-ons. It really helps elevate their experience and feel really special.
But thanks for the question. 125-star reviews. Love it. If you haven't left us a review, any listeners out there, including you, Elaine, we would love to have your 5-star review on our podcast. But keep up the good work, Elaine. You are crushing it. And yeah, get some of these upsells. We say it all the time. We are limited in the short-term rental world, because we only get 365 days of inventory. So if you can upsell just things on top of your nightly stay, it helps bring in more revenue, which will hopefully bring in more profit to your bottom line. And then also in turn, elevate your guest stay. And so you can be the cream of the crop, be the top in your market. Well done, Elaine.
Go to hostinghotline.com if you want to ask your question. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.